Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to
Renewed Radio.
Good evening, my family, my friends, and my guests. This is your boy, Mr. S to the P, a.k.a. Sam P. Welcome to another episode of Renewed Radio, where we have transforming music that will transform your lifestyle, because this is your station for transformation, good music, and great conversation. How y'all doing out there today? Man, I hope y'all are staying warm up here in North Carolina because it is cold out there. I mean, I don't even like it to be like 50 degrees because a brother like me, I just can't stand the cold weather. I need it to be hot. But this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. And I'm so glad we got a great show for you today. And we're going to hit on a topic that most people feel uncomfortable about. And we're going to talk about sexual purity. What is sexual purity? And I'm going to be talking mainly to my believers, man, because I know it can get rough. But we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So check it out. We're going to go to the radio. We're going to check out my girl, Shalita Mason, with Miracles. Please go check out her album, Heart of a Believer, on CD Baby and all the digital stores. So check out on CD Baby. That's Shalita Mason, S-H-E-L-E-T-A.
Hey!
That was Shalita Mason with Miracles, man. That's an awesome song. Yo, check out my boy R.A.P. with Humble Beginnings.
Will. Come on, Will. Get up. Will, get up. Will. Will, get up.
Hold up. My first breath. For the first time, I'm alive.
Oh, I done hopped off in the rain. Try to catch when I'm shooting off in the brain. In between the lines, we hear the blind. Not used to the kind when I feel the pain. If the world was intelligent, they would pause and be telling it. But it's blood and it's relevant. As the TV shows have been selling it. I get some. I get some. I get some. I get some. I get some, I get some, I get some, I get some. I get some dead in my ways, I get some. I get some dead in my ways, I get some. I get some dead in my ways, I get some. I get some dead in my ways, I get some. I get some dead in my ways, I get some. I get some dead in my ways, I get some. I get some dead in my old ways, I get some. I get some dead in my old ways, I get some. It be impossible that okay. I reach to be unstoppable. What I speak is like the final blow, but I would never say that I gotta go. Cause I'm knee deep in the trenches with you. So I rap for the thing I've been through. From the depths of the cross to the family lost, that I'm about to inherit you to sit. Come on, oh, I'm a dead man walk. But I'm living and breathing and talk. I'm lost, but I died to the sin and I rose to the den. It's live on the beat when the cow hoes get up. And hate can't trigger me. They just can't trigger me out. I'm supposed to be dead. I'm alive to the sun and I hope a lot drops me now. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen. I get some, 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 I get some dead in my old ways, I get some, I get some dead in my old ways, I get some, I get some dead in my old ways, I get some, I get some dead in my old ways, I get some. I get some dead in my old ways, I get some. I get some dead in my old ways, I get some. I get some dead in my old ways, I get some. I get some dead in my old ways, I get some.
This is my testimony. This is what I believe. Huh?
Like a cold case to the mold ways, and it's one shot to my whole face. See me alone in a room full of chrome, and I'm telling Christ that whole place. No fear in me, no role safe. So it's Christ living till my toes raise. You feeling me? No killing me. I'm a dead man walking, remember Jesus. So hold up, where it's coming from? Cause Christ is, there's no punt. I'm knee deep around 100 thugs, and it's just me with no gun. The word of life, hear me right, and they all in like Jimmy Light. So I give them Christ, and Christ give them life. It's alright. It's alright.
Yeah. It's all right. That was R.A.P. with Humble Beginnings. Y'all go check out his EP on iTunes, Spotify, all the digital stores. R.A.P. Humble Beginnings, man. It's an awesome, awesome EP, man. Song that will bless your life. And his album is called Humble Beginnings. So, y'all go check that out. Yeah, this is Renew Radio. I am your boy, Mr. S to the P, a.k.a. Sam P. Here, I want to talk about sexual purity. Now, don't cringe up or don't cut off the radio show. So I'm speaking mainly to my believers, man, because obviously if you're not a believer, then you have no reason to want to walk in purity anyway. So I know for me, before I gave my life to Christ, I didn't even want to hear nothing about purity. I was just trying to hit everything. Well, you know, just being real, I was trying to hit everything that I saw. So I wasn't trying to walk in purity. I had a carnal mind. The flesh lusts after things. The flesh is never satisfied. So that what is sexual purity, first of all? This is the definition that the Lord laid on my heart for me. And so sexual purity is intercourse between a husband and a wife that focuses on God and your spouse. And it's coming from Hebrews 13:4. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled or pure. But whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. So I said it's intercourse between a husband and a wife that focuses on God and your spouse. The reason why I say that, because a lot of times you can be married to someone, but you're not focusing on God and your spouse. You're just focusing on getting yours. If you want to be honest about it, for the men, you're just focusing on getting your nut and going to sleep. Because sexual intercourse is more than just physical pleasure. It's also intimacy with your spouse. And also God created it specifically for marriage, so a man and a woman can come together. So why should believers be sexually pure? First of all, it's God's will. If you want to do God's will, then you will do those things that he tells you to do. And specifically for sexual purity, first of all, you can't have sexual purity without God, because we are born in a sin. We are born dirty, defiled. So in order to be pure, you have to have the Holy Spirit. You have to have Jesus. So then once you have Jesus in your life, he directs your path and shows you how to be pure in every area of your life, because it's just not limited to sex, but we're talking about sex today. So I'm coming from the scripture, 1 Peter 1:15. But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. You remember when you were in school, you got a conduct grade? What if God gave you a conduct grade just on your life in general? What do you think you would get? I don't know what I would get right now. I would have to say, God, I can't say I'll get an A, but I know that I'm still working on it, definitely. I know a lot of people say, well, God is working on me. No, God is waiting for you to move so he can work. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm moving forward so God can continue to work on me so I can be everything that God's called me to be. So, number two, why should believers be sexually pure? To prevent the devil from coming in. So I know sometimes, for singles, you know, you're waiting on your spouse, you're being faithful to the Lord, like, Lord, you know, I just want to be faithful to you and things of that nature. And it gets rough. I mean, I'm telling you, it gets hard. I mean, I remember when I was single, man, it was so tough for me not to even think about sex, because that's what I came from, especially when I gave my life to Christ. That was the thing that I struggled with the most. And so, you know, even as a believer and as a follower of Christ, those thoughts are going to still try to come, but you don't have to meditate on those thoughts. The word says to cast down all imaginations and bring those thoughts into the captivity of Christ. And so when you're bringing those thoughts into the captivity of Christ, you are saying that, Lord, it's something in my mind that I'm thinking, but I don't want to meditate on it, because it turns to lust and then it turns into sin. So I'm coming from Matthew 12:43-45. And this is why you want to prevent the devil from coming in. It says, when an evil spirit leaves a person, it goes into the desert seeking rest but finding none. Then it says, I will return to the person I came from. So it returns and finds its former home empty, swept, and in order. Then the spirit finds seven other spirits more evil than itself, and they all enter the person and live there. And so that person is worse off than before. That will be the experience of this evil generation. And that's why it's getting rough out here, man, because people are falling into specifically sexual purity. It's hard. It's hard. And I'm talking about believers. I'm talking about believers. They're falling into it. They're giving in. And see, this is my thing on shacking. This is why, me personally, I chose not to live with my wife before I married her while we were dating. And this is why, because first of all, I know me. I can't stay with no beautiful woman like I have and not do nothing. I know me. And if you're honest with yourself, you know good and well, you can't stay with no man or stay with no woman and you want to live saved. See, the thing about it, the shacking ain't a sin, but you want to flee the very appearance of evil. So the evil is not doing it the way God told you. It, see, what happened in the Garden of Eden, is it evil to eat fruit from a tree? No, but God told them specifically not to eat of this tree. And because they did it, they disobeyed God. It's just like your dad or your mom telling you, don't turn on the TV. If you turn on the TV, then you just disobey them. So you want to, if you want to really live for Christ, it's going to be hard, but you got to get around some mature believers, get around some brothers or sisters, and talk. Because even in the Word, it talks about that confess your faults one to another that you might be healed, for the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So this sexual purity is real, but sexual immorality is even realer. I don't even know that's a word. I say even realer. But sexual immorality, sexual perversion, the enemy wants to try to kill sexual purity in believers and turn it around with sexual perversion. So just think about this. If you've never had sex before and you are a believer, why waste your virginity on something that you're not going to invest in? So if you are going to get married, and this I'm specifically talking about husband and wife, and you're dating, why are you just going to sleep around with somebody and you know you're not going to be with them anyway? That's wasting a valuable gift. But for the people who have had sex before they got married, just think about this. If you repent, God can give you back your virginity and you can preserve it. Now, I know you're thinking about, how can I get my virginity back? According to the scripture, 2 Corinthians 5:16-17 says, so we have stopped evaluating others from a human point of view. At one time, we thought of Christ merely from a human point of view. How differently we know him now. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. One of versions says, old things have passed away. All things, everything becomes new. So when you truly repent and turn away and you preserve your virginity, even if you have had sex, God will forgive you. So to preserve is to maintain something in its original or existing state. The original use for sex was for marriage. So it's rough, but all things are possible through Christ. Even after I gave my life to Christ, I had had sex previously before I gave my life to Christ and even backslid. But after that, I was able to not have sex with my wife now, before I got married. So the first time we engaged in intercourse was when we were married. And we set boundaries. I said she can't touch me in a certain way. She can't kiss me. That's for me. If you can kiss, that's cool. For me, I ain't about to do that because I already know it's going to turn me on. So I'm just keeping it real. Be honest with yourself. If you really want to live for Christ and you're in a dating relationship that's going to lead to marriage one day, be honest with yourself. If you want to keep yourself, just be honest with yourself. Is there anything that, any ways that you shouldn't touch me, or can I get a hug this way or that way? You got to be honest with yourself and know that God is always on your side and he provides a way of escape. So we're going to go to the stations. This is my boy, my friend, doctoring, featuring brother minister, Mr. Forgiving, Ice and Blessing with Dewey Namja. Check it out.
God is my faith, stand alone in this mainframe.
Do we Namja?
Don't you worry about no fame, man.
Jesus is the name, man.
I don't reflect in the tame thing.
Got my family right here and they all doing the same thing.
Hey, I'm just trying to get you, man.
Just to tell you how the faith stays straight in dark days. Don't seem right,
but you ain't been through the same thing.
But it makes sense when your spirit starts to change, man.
No, I'ma give it, don't miss it. I give it all till I'm finished. I'ma keep sitting what's written up in the law. This love really has no limit. We're made in his image. I have redemption through his forgiveness. I'm on a mission like Paul. Do we Namja? I'ma let the bomb drop. I am the amnesia and I'm proceeding at this nonstop. Sorry, I won't fold. I will not drop. The old me is stripped like a car in a chop shop.
Golly propaganda, I keep it 100, no actor. This lyrical extravaganza moves from the U.S. to Ghana. I won't stop this movement, Black Panther. Brother man, Jesus is the answer. I choose the light for the bandana. God put me on to cure the cancer. I go through ups and downs, doesn't matter. I leave all my problems to the master. Gotta do work, climb the ladder. Even if my whole world shatters.
Whoa.
Translation,
just do it, man.
Even if you have to get down and dirt
like a sewer man,
it don't really matter where you from.
If you living in the mansion, know you represent the slum.
Real talk, what the business is. God can work you out like a fitness instructor. High no ganja, listen to the word.
Do we Namja?
Do we Namja? Yes, I do. We following the leader, no two, one fu. Break by the cielo como with night two. Parte de DPM, that's my crew. The only true king, his name is Jesus. Call me crazy, loco, yes, it's true. Flow so mysterious, call me Scooby-Doo. Sword double-sided, I only speak the truth.
Do we Namja?
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 Final reflect in the chain chain.
Yeah, that was Do we Namja by my boy Dr. Yo, go check out. He got an album coming out, and I'll give y'all some more information on that. My boy Doctor Man, Final Reflect Entertainment. Yo, go check out Final Reflect Entertainment at their Facebook page. They do banners. They help you promote your album. So artists, if you're interested in album promotion, if you're interested in flyers, banners, logos, all those things that I just said, check out Final Reflect Entertainment, and Matter of fact, you can go to finalreflexent.wix.com/FREINC. Let me see if y'all got that. finalreflexent.wix.com/FREINC. So that's Final Reflect Entertainment. They do such a great job, man. Look, check it out. We're winding down. But look, first of all, we were talking about sexual purity. I want to let y'all go check out Aria Pieris, my wife. Check out her book. It's, go to www.ariapieris.com. That's A-I-R-R-E-I-A. Pierce, P-I-E-R-C-E.com. It's a great book. She has a testimony. It's called God's Gift to the World, Preservation of Virginity for Singles. Great book. It'll transform your life and it'll give you more of an understanding how God views sexual purity in general. And then even her testimony as a single, how she was able to preserve herself even after she had previously, before she gave her life to Christ, had sex, but after she, how she preserved her virginity and how God can give you back your virginity. It's a great book. So, look, check it out. We are winding down. Next month, our single, my single called Chill is coming out. Chill is off my new album coming out in December called Be Still. So go check out Chill next month. It's going to be on Facebook, SoundCloud. It's even going to be in all the digital stores, iTunes, Spotify, all the digital stores that you can name. So that will be coming to a music streaming YouTube video near you. It's featuring my boy Doctorin, who you just heard in Dewey Namja, and Alyssa Wade. She has a beautiful voice, a great woman of God. So I'm excited about this single coming out. So definitely. I love everyone checking out my show. I really appreciate your support. And I really appreciate the love that you give to me. Glory be to God. Renew Radio is going to be on just as long as God gives me strength in my bones. So I'm giving next month we're going to do some birthday shout-outs. But anybody who has a birthday in February, shout-out to you. Everyone who has a birthday in February, happy birthday to you. I'm not going to play the birthday song because I already did that. And if you missed it, then just listen to my other episode. And that'll be for you. So, look, thank you all for allowing me to minister and just listen to this music, man. So thank you for tuning in to Renew Radio. I'm Mr. S to the P. I will see you Wednesday at 9:30.